You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying homes in Southwest Michigan. Questions and comments can be sent to John R. Wallace at UnionHomeMortgage.com. Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph. Union Home Mortgage Corp. NMLS number 2229. Real Talk About Real Estate. We'll be back next Thursday on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace, and in the studios with us tonight, it's Jason Sutton from At Properties. Welcome.
Thanks, John. Thank you.
Had a phenomenal year so far. But first, I want to ask, because you walked into the building, and everybody in the building knows you already. How is it you know Lindsay and Johnny and everybody else here?
Yeah, you know, people call me the mayor. That's kind of, you know, everybody. It's just something that people notice me. I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain, you know. People remember my face. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm born and raised in the area.
Yeah, so I'm homegrown. Grew up in St. Joe when I was younger and then moved out into the country into Bridgman-Sawyer area in the high school years. And I've lived around here pretty much the whole time, my 37 years.
So that helps because when you're showing or listing houses, you know the area very well.
Yeah, you know, you recognize the neighborhoods, you know, the different streets, you know, how to get to places, restaurants, breweries, you know, wineries, all that stuff. So it's very good for a client to know that me as a realtor really knows the area, and I've known it my entire life, so.
I have seen a lot of transactions from you that happen more in that, say, Bridgman South. Not that you don't cover the entire area, but
right.
This year in particular, a lot of Sawyer transactions, Union Pier.
So my main neighborhood is the Bridgman-Sawyer area. So I've done quite a few houses this year in Bridgman and then also in Sawyer. And maybe it's because I'm there more often. You see me in the coffee shop all the time, but it's my neighborhood. So I'm driving around there more. People see me more often. So if they're a local, they'll say, hey, you know, I'd like to list my property with you. Or if somebody even out of town from Chicago says, hey, I noticed your name on a sign over here. Could you show me that property? It's real nice, actually. So,
well, I think that's one of the nice things about being attached to At Properties as well, because they are number one in Chicago.
Number one.
Number one in our region for luxury homes and number two in overall sales. So very well represented At Properties, that is.
Yeah, they do wonderful marketing. They have a lot of tools that I think are really essential for an agent like myself to use and utilize to reach people, clients, whether they're listing or buying a house. That's an important thing. So they even give us an app to use. So we have our own mobile app. So instead of somebody using Zillow, it actually uses an app and then it sends the information of whatever somebody's searching directly to me. So I know if you're looking at a house or not, can recognize if you start it, means you really liked it, or if you were just viewing homes, say in a range from like 150,000 to 250,000. It's a really good tool, and it keeps me connected with my clients probably more than any other tool that I use.
Well, not only that, but we all know how, just as an example, I have a grandfather who's moving to North Carolina from Southern Berrien County in the not too distant future. And sorry, Jason, he's got a realtor. He likes a church.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's who's going to list it. But my aunt hopped online to Zillow and she went, oh my God, the average listing time before something sells in Berrien County is 500 days. I went, no, you're looking at the completely wrong thing. I mean, in that area, in Buchanan right now, for instance, as an example, just to go back to her, and I was using Swimrick, the local realtor website, and I said, there's only 10 listings in between $50,000 and $150,000, and four of those are under contract. So having your app would have much more accurate data. I guess that's my point. Then, you know, in Chicago or a major market, Los Angeles or something, Zillow's probably great. But Southwest Michigan, I don't find it to be that accurate.
Yeah, and people are so mobile. I mean, we live with our phones in our hands nowadays, you know. So we're always on the phone. And for them to be, you know, they'll use Zillow or whatever. But for them to use the At Property app, which is directed to me as their agent, that information is key because it could mean a difference between me actually getting a deal for the property faster for them or, you know, bring in, or what happens is it brings me to their search history so fast. I mean, I get an email within 15 minutes of you looking at information. It brings me that information so fast. So if there's something hot on a market, I can be right on it for you. I can find out that information. I could look at the documents that are listed, and I could be educated on that property. So when you have a question, I can answer it right away.
Yeah.
So, and that's, I think that's really key.
What's by the way, just because we haven't mentioned it yet, what's your cell phone number if somebody's looking to find you to list or show a house?
My number's 269-326-2473.
I should have looked that in your website up earlier before we got here, but it's, as you've seen, it's been absolutely amazing this year in terms of the volume of properties that that are going out the door. Tell me about the number of closings you've had, because you're having a phenomenal year.
Yeah. I think I've done 9 sides this year, so that's great.
And just to explain, because I'm the realtor speak, mortgage speak, a side is if you're the listing agent and you've sold the house, then you've got 2 sides.
Correct.
And if you sell somebody else's listing or vice versa, then you've got a side. But that's still 8-9 transactions. That's for this early in the year, that's just phenomenal.
Yeah, that's, you know, just the beginning of March, you know. So it is wonderful. It's been a really good year. I really enjoy helping people find that property and make the right decision. To me, that's the reason why I do this. The money's great, but the key thing here is I really get to help someone really get into a better home than what they're in, or sell their home. I get to accommodate different needs for them, and it's great. It's a wonderful industry, and I love it.
We need to take a short break, but we'll come back, and we've got a listing in particular of yours to talk about that's a great property, and we'll come back and do that next. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Talking to Jason Sutton from Matt Properties on Real Talk About Real Estate.
When calling into Real Talk About Real Estate, we ask that you remember a couple of simple rules.
There are a few provisos, a couple of quid pro quos. Rule number one.
We won't pull your credit report or quote any individual interest rate on the air.
Hey, bloated rates.
Hey, useless overhead. What's up?
Current margin rate.
Interest rate discussions are based entirely on national and local market conditions for general information purposes only.
What kind of rubbish is that?
I'm sorry, but all questions must be submitted in writing.
Rule number two.
If you want to pre-qualify for a mortgage or get a rate quote, you need to see or talk with a licensed mortgage loan originator.
Rule number three.
Individual circumstances may vary greatly, and we're a small community.
There's a grown-up in charge, right?
So while you may have a question about some experience trying to buy a home, this is not a forum for complaining about a specific institution or individual. Please keep your questions respectful of others without naming names.
Just smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
Thank you for joining us on Real Talk About Real Estate on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. We're talking with Jason Sutton from At Properties. And in particular, Jason, a lot of people, if you don't wander down this subdivision, you don't know even that it's there, because it's just set off from the road a little bit off of Pipestone.
Right.
And the address is 2851 Villa Lane, number 34. In Benton Harbor, the listing price is $265,000. These homes, this subdivision, are just immaculate and perfect for, somebody my age who's getting ready to downsize.
Right, exactly. So a lot of the calls that I've gotten on this property have been specifically people looking to sell their homes and to downsize into something that they basically could have maintenance free. Not everybody wants to do the lawn anymore or cut and trim the bushes, or wash the house, or take care of even the roof on top of the building. You know, that's maintenance things. And when you get older, or when you have too much, you don't have any time to do stuff, you shouldn't be climbing on a roof anyways, right?
No, so, I'm not into falling off because the healing time is a lot longer.
Exactly. So it's a great property. It's a wonderful community. It's located right on the river there. You have river access.
Yeah.
There's a boat launch there. But not only that, there's wonderful people there. They finished building a couple years ago, and it is just it's a great property. Not a whole lot of people have been through there. And like you said, it's off the beaten path, because it's down by the river.
It's still highly convenient. I mean, you can 2 miles, you're jumping on 94.
Right.
You know.
Probably less than.
Yeah. Or Bob Evans, you just want to go up to breakfast.
Exactly.
Because that's the area that it's at.
Breakfast spots are important.
And for that downsizing in particular, or, you know, let's say we're a young professional couple and don't have kids.
Sure.
And work requires us to travel a lot. This, again, that no maintenance side, you know, somebody else is going to take care of the landscaping and the exterior of the building because it's a condo in that sense. But 2 bedrooms, all 1 floor, 2 full baths, 1,700 square feet, and the pictures inside are just gorgeous. Big vaulted ceiling, wide open living room with a fireplace.
Yeah, it's real nice. The property itself, this one actually has all the upgrades, has the nicer cabinets in the kitchen, has the granite countertops. I mean, it is a really nice unit. And the lady that lived there, she, you know, just getting older. She is getting out of this unit, and it's a wonderful unit. It's large for the area. I mean, it's a 2-bedroom. You have 2 baths in there. You have a lot of storage. You have a nice little office area with laundry in the back. So the unit itself is beautiful.
It's immaculate.
Yeah.
And I got to say, from the pictures, just there's a community center here, too, because I can't imagine that this basement has all that workout equipment.
Right.
The piano entertainment area, as well as the indoor, I can hit some golf balls all winter long.
I mean, that's what I'm talking about, John. It's all about the golf room. So you're right. It has a nice little community center with an outdoor pool. And inside the community center, you have a nice, large exercise room. You have that golf room where you can tee up some balls and enjoy some time there. But not only that, they have dinners every now and then as a community. The rooms are there in case you wanted to use it. There's a pool table. There's a nice little bar area section. There's even a nice little lanai, a little patio area outside that you could really just sit out and enjoy. So it's a beautiful spot. It really is.
When you're talking about, again, the kids are gone. Right. Grandkids are going to come visit me. I got 2 bedrooms, so that's covered. But having that access to a nice, and it's a very nice, community clubhouse allows you to hold 50th wedding anniversaries.
Exactly.
And 70th or 65th or whatever birthday parties without having to rent another space or put people up somewhere. And
right.
Yeah, that's just a beautiful area.
It really is. And I was discussing even sitting outside and enjoying the evening, like if, in the community center, it's all wooded back there. So, I mean, it's right off the river. Well, it's a beautiful area.
The entire subdivision is surrounded by woods. As I said, if you're not looking for it, you miss it. You're going to go right past it. Yeah, because you're coming. If you were heading east on 94, got off at Pipestone, you turn right, and then you go straight through Sodus Parkway, don't you?
Yes, you'd go through that Sodus Parkway to the end of the street before it turns the old.
Right.
The old way to Sodus, as people used to take.
Yeah, River Sodus, River School Number 6 or whatever.
Right. It's right on the corner.
Cool building.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's both an upper and a lower part to this subdivision and the units. And this unit's on the upper section of it. But again, completely surrounded by woods and trees. And then access to, there's plenty of parking down by that community river access that belongs to the association. It's not a public river access.
Right.
It's an association river access.
It is private. Exactly.
So, you know, you could do a little fishing on the boat or.
Yeah, yeah. I hear these even actually, I don't know this gentleman, but there's a gentleman there that has a boat and takes people out on boat rides and stuff, which is always nice if you don't have a boat.
Wow.
But it's a, like you said, fishing, just enjoy the
nature
serenity.
Of being,
exactly.
It is, being on the river down in the Sodus area is so gorgeous and so quiet.
Yeah.
And affordable. I didn't look. Well, let me go check real quick to see if property taxes are listed on here.
$2,276.
Yeah. You know, highly affordable for property taxes. Do we know what the association dues are? Because there's got to be dues.
Yeah, right. There's association dues, which take care of the trash and the sewer, snow removal,
exactly. Lawn and yard care, all that stuff.
So those are $343 a month.
But
so very affordable.
The address, again, is 2851 Villa Lane, number 34 in Benton Harbor, right off Sodus and Sodus Township. The price is $265, and you said you're regularly getting calls on it?
Yeah, I've gotten a few calls. I'm going to hold a tour, open house tour, this Sunday. So
okay.
From 12 to 2.
12 to 2 this Sunday. And it's not 2851 Villa Lane 34. Not hard to find if you Google Jason Sutton. It's one of his listings.
You could go
S-U-T-T-O-N.
Yeah, you can go to jasonsuttonrealtor.com and that'll take you right directly to my site with my listings. And if you are on your phone or you're doing it mobile, you can download my app and you can start searching properties.
All right. We're talking to Jason Sutton at Properties in Southwest Michigan here, and we'll be right back after a quick break on Real Talk About Real Estate.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. Tonight, Jason Sutton at Properties in the studio with us. And before the show, you and I were talking out in the radio station lobby about how fast properties in decent shape are moving in the market across the region and how multiple offers are coming in at once. And so talk to me about, if I'm a home buyer and I want to get out in the market and I want to go find a house, talk about getting prepared for that.
Yeah, so as a client comes to me and says they're looking for homes, one of the first things I like to do is get them pre-approved, get them to a lender and have them get all that information so we're ready to go. Because like you said, this stuff's moving fast in the market right now. So I don't know what's in the water, but people are drinking it and they're drinking it fast. So as I've seen just recently, you put a house up on the market within, you know, within a day, it's getting two or three offers. So if you're not ready for that and you see something you like, you're going to miss out. By having that pre-approval, getting that going, making sure they're ready and letting them know, actually informing them, like, listen, this is a mid-century ranch. This is a hot property.
Right.
These brick ranches, you know, in the Stevensville area, like, this is not going to last past today, I promise you. And that you could definitely see that. So with a house that has been upgraded or they've done recent upgrades, maybe they put in, you know, laminate floors or they've painted, redone and painted the trim white or just certain things like that. The kitchen's been updated. When that stuff has happened, because I don't know if people are just so brainwashed by HGTV or whatever, but when they see a property that's been done, it like almost gets them more excited because they don't have to do the work sometimes because it can get expensive and it can be timely.
That can be headaches. I mean, it takes, you have to be a very patient individual and have the desire to buy a house that's not in that condition and put all the work into it to get it to that condition, expecting that you'll be able to turn a profit, if you will, when you're done, or you have the dream home and you don't need to turn a profit because you've got what you want. But that ready to move in, already done the upgrades, those are absolutely flying off the market.
They are going so fast. So when you see that, when there's an interest from a client, and I know what they're looking for because they've been searching through my app or whatever. They've sat down with me and said, this is exactly what we're looking for. So when they give me that list, I can check the new inventory every day from the MLS, and then I could send it directly to them. And when that happens, I could tell them, well, this is in this neighborhood. It won't last. And I've seen that a lot in the last month. So with that happening, you say we need to schedule a showing right away, get in here and, you know, be prepared to move on if you like it a lot.
You had just three different offers, three different properties that you have clients made offers on this past weekend.
Yeah.
And talk about what happened with the listing agents coming back on at least one of those.
Yeah, so I made three offers on Sunday for different homes, and two of those actually came back.
Different clients, too.
Different clients, exactly. Different clients, different listings. And two of those came back and said, hey, we want your highest and best offer by Tuesday at 5 o'clock. So, yeah. I mean, when it's moving, it's moving. So then I have to go back to the client and say, hey, what are you willing to spend? You really have to take this pretty seriously. And some of these are going, actually, most of those are going over asking price.
Sure.
So,
and not dramatically. We're not talking about $30,000, $40,000 asking price. We're $5,000, $10,000 maybe, depending. And that also ties back to, in that pre-approval letter from wherever it's coming from, does the listing agent know this lending institution and that loan officer and their reputation for being able to do what somebody's written on a piece of paper?
Absolutely.
You know, and highest and best for those who don't know, that this means this is it. However many offers, let's say there are four offers that came on this house at the same afternoon. All four of you come back, and whoever has the highest price and their best offer, because we're not going back out again.
Exactly.
We're going to accept an offer here shortly and be done. And in this case, we were talking about Tuesday afternoon when those got set.
Right. So, I mean, it's a different way of negotiating, and instead of going back and doing the dance and waiting like two or three days to know if you're going to get the house, it's pretty much set. Like, we're going to make a decision Tuesday evening. You'll know Wednesday, you know, and it's.
Boy, that anxiety.
And you get very anxious.
Jason, did we get it?
You get very anxious about that. Even I get anxious for my clients, because when you're helping them make that purchase, when you're helping them make that decision, you want what's best for them. And if they're making an offer, usually they think it's best for them. So I want to support them in any way. So it's fun. It's exciting. But it's also heartbreaking sometimes. You know, I've lost a client because of it. And it happens. You know, I can't.
Well, you're not making the decision.
I'm not making the decision.
How much the client's going to offer.
Exactly.
You can advise.
Exactly,
but that's not your decision. That's the client's decision.
Yeah, my job is to tell them this is what's going on in the market. This is what's going on in this area. Is it priced right? Is it, how's the home look compared to other homes? That kind of stuff. I can give them that information. I can't make the final decision. So
no. Well, and at the same time, especially when you're making a counteroffer back, and you know you're in a bidding war, if you will, for the property.
Right.
One of the things I think you got to do in that process is go, look, if you really want this one. And you don't get it, here's what we've already seen, or here's the other houses that are like this in the market for you to compare to.
Yeah.
It's just sometimes it gets hard to make a decision, but you cannot be wishy-washy. And it really is, I can't remember which realtor was chatting with me on Facebook over the weekend and said, hey, you know, seller's market coming. I'm like, no, seller's market here.
Yeah, exactly. It is here. Yeah. It's moving. So it's funny that you mentioned Facebook, but I'm known to post a really good house on Facebook when I see a new inventory come in, and I'll just post it out there and I'll tell people this one won't last. So if you're interested in something like this ranch or this maybe it's a farmhouse or something with some property, if you're interested in this, you need to move because they've done the upgrades, they've made the improvements, and they've priced it right.
Yeah.
So when I see that stuff, I'll post it on Facebook. And I had this weekend this house in Stevensville. It was on the market for maybe 3 hours and had an offer on it.
Right.
And it was one of the persons that had seen it from my Facebook site. So that's exciting. They were already working with another realtor, which is fine. But I like the fact that they're getting the house that they really enjoy, you know, and that they want. So yeah.
Now, and the other side of that coin, from the upgrades have been done. And just for example, I have a rural development transaction going on in Stevensville, actually, right now. There are areas of Stevensville that qualify for RD. And the inspection on the septic and drain field came back, and the drain field's got to be replaced. And the appraisal came back, and there's five or six things, I would say all of them are minor, really, but have to be done to bring it up to code. And you talk about counseling your clients. The buyer was almost having heart attacks. And settle down here. Because there's only two options here. The seller's either going to fix this for you because you're the offer on the table and the price is right, or they're going to say no, but they're going to have to fix it for anybody else.
Sure.
You know, so it's either, oh, I'm not going to fix this and I'm going to put it back on the market, in which case, unless it's a cash buyer, you know, things like drain fields or things that keep the house up to code, they're going to have to be done no matter what. But you, as the buyer, you just got no control over that right now.
Yeah.
You give them the data, say this is what's got to be done. And there are a lot of houses out there that maybe they haven't been updated, but they are up to code. But there's a few that just need a little minor, tender, loving care.
Sure, sure. And we are seeing these cash buyers too come in. So, you know, you need to realize that if you're making an offer sometimes, and you're not getting it, it's a possibility somebody's paying cash and they're coming in with a stronger offer. So
they can locally, but especially out of Chicago too.
Yeah, exactly.
We see a fair amount of that. You do, I think, a fair amount of rural development transactions here and there, especially dealing with Bridgman South, because all of Bridgman South of South County, except for a small sliver of Niles, qualifies for rural development
transactions. Yeah, so that's a real that's a real good loan. I mean, it's a really good program that they're doing. And for people that are out in the country, if you qualify for it, which you do in that area, I've seen that happen. So it's a good program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about? Again, Jason's phone number is 269-326-2473. That's 269-326-2473. And again, the website is
JasonSuttonRealtor.com. And like I said, if you're on mobile, you can click on the download my app and it'll take you to the App Store and you can search.
And whether I'm on iPhone or Android, absolutely. I search Jason. What do I search in the Play Store to find your app?
So you don't go to the Play Store. You go to my mobile site and you click download my app and it'll redirect you to your store and it'll also connect you to me, which is a great tool. It's one of the tools that AppProperty provides. So
We don't, but I'm looking at it and the person who sells it keeps calling me every day. John, you gonna do that? John, you ready? And I'm like, hey, second here, I got this radio show I pay for.
Yeah.
Jason, great to work with you. Jason, if you don't know him, returns phone calls, answers his emails, takes care of his clients, and just a great, honest guy to deal with. And knows everybody here in the radio stations, apparently. So, the mayor?
They call me the mayor.
How did you get the name the mayor?
You know, in Sawyer, it's such a small town. I mean, Sawyer's got a population of about 1,500 people. And it really, there's not a whole lot downtown a few years ago until we got the brewery. And when Greenbush moved in, it's a different world. But you see people in town all the time. They know you. And people are like, well, everybody knows him. And they're like, he's the mayor. Well, they don't have a mayor there. So I just kind of had that title. So
Mayor Sutton.
Yeah.
I like it.
But it's a great town. It's a wonderful place. And I do know a lot of people because of just living life in the area. So it's always awesome to be able to enjoy this community, the lake. It's a great place to live. So,
And if you're looking to get into Greenbush for a meal, you better get some reservations.
Better get there early.
You better get there early. Yeah. Well, Jason, congratulations on having a phenomenal year so far. 2017 is going to be a very good year for you, and appreciate your time.
I appreciate working with you, John. I appreciate it a lot.
Jason Sutton at Properties at Real Talk About Real Estate.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage, a news.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace. In the studio with me, it's Cole Duran, Regional Director. Do we say Duran or Duran?
Duran.
Duran, okay.
Just like Duran. Duran.
Yeah, the hair fits too.
Yeah.
National Credit Care started with as a grassroots approach to helping, well, most Americans, let's just go with that number at the moment, with the credit inaccuracies that sit on our credit reports.
It's huge. You're hearing numbers, 60% of all credit reports, 80% of all credit reports, 1/3 of all credit reports, whatever the case, miscellaneous, erroneous errors on them.
Just to give you a quick example, the first house we bought here, this is back in 94. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, I had back in 1981, had a $4 parking ticket in Kalamazoo that was now a $30 collection, and I had to go fix that. And I went to Kalamazoo, and they went, well, yeah, you paid the $4 ticket in 1981. There is no collection. But it was sitting on my report,
sitting there on your
keeping
report.
Me from buying a house.
Exactly. It's always the case where you go to buy your home, they pull the credit report, and there you see it. You finally see, oh, that's not supposed to be there. Or, you know, you see a lot of divorce-related issues. Oh, that belongs to my wife, or that belongs to my husband. He's supposed to take care of that. So it comes up all the time. And unfortunately, people don't get prepared and look at the credit report before they get their home. They go in to get the home, and that's when it comes up kind of a shock to them.
Well, and the three credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, generally, they're all combined, the largest number of complaints by the CFPB. And the three agencies have been talking about fixing this for 25 years plus, and it still doesn't change much. You'll find somebody who spells their name like yours.
Yep.
On a regular basis. Now, National Credit Care helps folks understand their credit reports, work directly with creditors to help fix errors or get things removed. Because I will tell you, and I've been working in this business for 20 years, trying to get by yourself stuff fixed on your credit report, it's more than a second job.
Say goodbye to your life.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to your life.
So what's it like when somebody works with CareCredit?
Well, from the get-go, you know, they get that first credit analysis, you know, and that's a breakdown from, you know, start to finish of their report. Now, where my competitors are starting and stopping, they're just working on the negative items. That's only factoring into 35% of your score.
Right.
All right, we're actually coaching on the other 65% being your positive credit. Okay, your loans, your credit cards, what to pay, what not to pay, how much to pay. I mean, it boils down to...
Oh, sure.
You know,
because, for instance, on the credit cards, if you're near your limit all the time and not ever getting it down, then your score is going to drop really fast. On the other hand, if you have open credit cards with no balances and you never use them, your scores aren't really going up either, right? Is that correct?
Essentially, what it boils down to is, you know, kind of the balances on the other accounts that you're working with, what type of credit cards you have, what type of loans that you have. The misconception, generally, you know, you have loans and then you have credit cards. You know, people think that, hey, I need to make sure I'm making my large payments on my loans. Meanwhile, their credit cards are maxed out.
Right.
And credit cards not only factor into that 35% of your payment history, but also 30%, which is amount owed every month. That's utilization.
Yeah.
And monthly, if you're over 50% of your credit limit, you're dropping your scores.
Right.
You're dropping your scores. And a lot of the times people, you know, they max out their credit cards and they make nice, you know, $25 minimums. Hey, I'm making my payments on time. That's great. You are helping your score out in that 35%, but not the other 30. It's even itself out. You know, you're gaining points and losing points.
Right. And on top of which, if you've got a $3,000 credit card and you're only making that minimum $25 payment, you're essentially going to be 30 years to pay it off, because all you're really paying on is the interest for that past 30 days. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit more about what it's like. Every case is individual. It's different for everybody. But on some averages, how long does it take to help fix somebody's credit?
Right now, we're averaging 20 to 24 points a month. And that's what we're averaging as far as an increase in credit scores. We can't drop scores. You know, we're only working on the negative accounts that are already on the credit report. But it boils down to, you know, what kind of negative accounts, like you said, what we're working on. Are we working on collections? Are we working on charge-offs? Are they, you know, charged off installment loans versus charged off credit cards? What's the date of last activity attached? You know, when's the last time that you made a payment? Is it paid off? Is it unpaid? Are we working on public records, judgments? Is it a large balance? Do you have to set up a proof of payment rate? You know, I can go all day. But, you know, it just depends on the negative accounts that we're looking for. And that's what we break down on that initial credit analysis. We let them know, hey, we're going to have some really good success here. You know, medical collections, things like that. That's our bread and butter. When that file exchanges hands, it gets sold. Over and over again.
Shows up three or four times.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So it's dinging you several times on your credit report. We just hold the creditor accountable. You know, the collection agency or the creditor, whoever the case, whoever owns the debt, we hold them accountable. If they don't have a complete file for you and we locate some kind of mistake, inaccuracy, lost paperwork, you know, a lot of the times that's what the case is, especially with medical, they're notorious.
Yeah.
But if we do locate a mistake or an inaccuracy by the Fair Credit Reporting Act, it's got to come off. So we use the bureaus because they, you know, they hold the candle. Yeah. They hold the torch at what's on your credit report, what's not, what comes off, what stays. All right, the creditors have no say. So we work through the bureaus put a time frame on the creditors, and we use that against them. Hey, you don't have the proper material, the documentation within this 30 days, well, it's going to have to come off the credit report. You know, they don't keep a complete file, and to be frankly honest, if you can try to imagine how many medical, you know, accounts are out there. I mean, medical bills and collections, there's
right.
too much.
It's almost 80% of bankruptcies in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And it is 50% of all of the things showing on people's credit reports around the country. 52% of it is essentially medical collections.
Mm-hmm. They're everywhere. And that's, you know, again, our bread and butter. Once I, you know, break down that initial analysis, let them know, hey, this is what you're going to look like 3, 4, 5 months down the road with our service, with our help. You know, we give them excitement. We get them, you know, back on their goal, which is to get a home loan. A lot of these clients, you know, when they go to get that home, they're denied. They get, you know, a little upset. It's hard. You know, you're wanting to dream homes, things like that. And someone, you know, tells you can't do it. You know, so you're a little sad and you're down in the a little gloomy. Our credit analysis is what gets you kind of, you know, perked
pumped
back
up.
Get you pumped up getting that home. We get you a game plan. Point A to point B. This is what you need to do with your positive credit. Here's how to utilize credit cards. Any credit information that we can share with our, you know, clients. We're going to do it.
That's great counseling that, you know, unfortunately it ties into some personal financial responsibility that we don't teach in elementary, middle, or high school either.
Exactly.
And we generally, for that matter, really don't teach it in college either. If your parents didn't teach you, and a lot of our parents couldn't teach us because they didn't have
they
didn't know. It's really important to, I mean, half of all employers these days are pulling your credit report to see where it's at. If you're renting, your landlord may be pulling your credit report. And if you don't see it, if you don't understand how it works, you can think you're going along just fine, but then you're right. Your scores are not going to be high enough to buy a house. So,
and that's why our program's so effective, you know, because we're deleting your negative, you know, accounts, remarks, whatever's on the report, but we're coaching you. We're coaching you on how to build credit long term, you know, and that's pretty much it breaks down to loans versus credit cards.
Yeah.
You know, if you're trying to, you know, build scores on utilizing just loans, it's going to collapse at some point in time. You know, you pay it off eventually, right? Any type of loan,
well,
whether it's 10, 20 years, you pay it off and you lose some positive payment history because you close, you know, the account closes.
Yeah.
You need to start building these, you know, these credit scores on a credit card, you know, months of positive payment history on a credit card. You know, they don't have a closing date. You can have a credit card open for 10, 20, 30 years. And just every 12 months of good payments, that's another year's worth of positive payment history you're stacking into your score.
I tell folks regularly too, for instance, who need to do that because maybe there isn't any active account showing on there. Even a $500 credit card's a start. You know, but A, don't let it get over 250, but B, I use that in the sense of instead of using my debit card to pay when I fill up the gas tank and there goes $30, use the credit card. then go back to your bank and pay it off. You log in online. You look at your checking account or your savings account every month and see how you're doing or where cash flow is. And just instead
10%,
of using
10% of your credit limits where you want to be. Each and every month, use 10% of your credit limit. Wait for your billing date. Make the payment. It doesn't have to be all the way to zero. You can pay it off, though.
Yeah.
And then next month, rinse and repeat. Go out and do it again.
National Credit Care, just like it sounds, .com is the website. Is there an 800 number? How do we get started if I'm interested?
Absolutely. And it's 866-595-6313. And that's going to take you over to our credit consultation team, where you can speak to any representative. I used to be one of the representatives you spoke with over the phone. But you're going to speak to our team. They're going to, you know, break it down with you. We have the means to look at a credit report without, you know, hurting your scores, without an inquiry. It's not a hard pull. It's a soft pull. We can take a peek at your credit report and we'll break down. Hey, are you going to be a good fit for my program or are you not going to be a good fit? You know, there's, you know, about 5% of the people that I speak with aren't a good fit. You know, I actually turned down somebody last night, but I still gave him his, you know, grade A game plan. You know,
sure.
He knows
this
exactly
is what you need to do.
Exactly. So on his end, he knows he just needed to, you know, pay down his cards. He only had a couple late payments. That was it. No collections, no charge-offs, no public record, just a couple lates and maxed out credit cards. He just needed to pay them down. I gave him a couple, you know, tips, quick avenues to gain some quick points that he knows he'll take. But hopefully in a couple months, he'll be able to close on that loan. And that was, again, without utilizing my service. They're still, my consultations are free. All our consultations are always free. So at least, you know, take advantage of that. You know, come, you know, call in, speak to a specialist.
Yeah. Get started.
Exactly. We'll break down. Even if you don't start up with us, you'll still at least, you know, know where you're at. You'll know what's on your credit report, what's not. You'll know what to do, you know, what not to do. We'll break down for you so that way you can start getting your, you know, financial well-being back in order. Start getting on top. You know, this is absolutely huge. What credit scores, they affect your car insurance, your monthly auto payment, your monthly mortgage, your credit card and your interest rate.
Everything that you're borrowing is tied to your credit scores.
Everything is tied to your credit scores. So if you can imagine, you know, getting yourself up to a, you know, the difference between a 600 and 680 is roughly $120,000 on a 30-year mortgage.
Right.
$120,000 on a 30-year mortgage. Sure. And that's just 80 points. So you're down there in the 400s and 500s, and we're going to get you 600, 700 scores. We're saving you hundreds of thousands of dollars interest.
Not only
on
that life of loan, but the car insurance, the home insurance. A lot of folks don't understand, for instance, that let's say I have a minor credit card and I make one 30-day late. Well, every other credit card I have can immediately jump my rates to the max that they're allowed because I just demonstrated that I'm having a hard time paying my bills on time, or I can't, whatever happened there. The old excuse of, oh, I didn't get the bill in the mail, that doesn't fly. Because today,
not
you
anymore.
Know, everything's electronic anymore. Whether you're pulling it up on your phone or you're pulling it up on the internet, that just doesn't, the dog ate my homework. That just
it doesn't fly anymore.
That doesn't work. And it is and not only hundreds of thousands of dollars, as you said, on the mortgage, but it's hundreds of dollars on your car insurance and your homeowner's insurance. And then again, the interest rates that you get charged on credit cards, too.
With credit, how to build it, how to continue to keep a high score without hurting it. You're going to know what damages you, what doesn't damage you, what you can do, what not to do. I mean, the biggest misconception out there is, you know, collection items, paying on collections. If you pay a collection, your scores will drop. And the reason is,
because they stop reporting.
once an item goes to collections, it's sold to collections, the balance stops affecting you.
Yeah.
Okay, now obviously if you're going for a loan, it's going to affect your debt to income ratio, but as far as your score is concerned, the balance is not affecting that score. It's how new that collection is. You can have a zero balance collection or $10,000 collection. They're, as far as the balance is concerned, they're hurting your score all the same.
Yeah.
The one that's actually hurting you more is whichever one's newer. And as you make a payment on collections, what happens is the data last activity updates, simply makes that that collection look new instead of old, drops your scores. And it'll stay on your credit report for 7 years from the day that you pay it off.
Right.
That's the thing. So you're paying your collections. You're naturally thinking, hey, I want a home. I need to eliminate my debt. Let's pay some of these collections off. You know, I'm only 5 points away. And then you pay your collections. And
the scores drop because you're not using the other part that affects scoring as well. Cole, thanks for coming in, and thanks for driving into town. I appreciate it. And continued success at helping people fix their credit.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying homes in Southwest Michigan. Questions and comments can be sent to John R. Wallace at UnionHomeMortgage.com. Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph. Union Home Mortgage Corp. NMLS number 2229. Real talk about real estate. We'll be back next Thursday on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.